Now, each week I chat with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, and we discuss some of the big stories coming from the charity. And Matt is back with us, refreshed, Matt, from your week off.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Yes, we were just saying how fortunate to have a week of sunshine in the north of England last week, which I think was probably their summer. But lovely to be up in the lakes in the North Pennines. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Okay, well, let's start with some serious topics, actually. We're going to look at a few around voting and employment, but we're going to start, first of all, with looking at wills and legacies.
You know, legacies are a big sort of source of income for us, you know, which is a great thing that the RNIB built up over time and actually shows the support that we provided to loads of people over their lifetime, which has led them to think that they sort of should bequeath as a gift in their will. So we're very alert to the whole area of sort of wills and legacies. I mean, what I'm just keen to talk about to people today is not actually making a sort of naked push for people to leave us money in their wills at all, but actually just to highlight actually how important it is generally, you know, to write wills. I know in my own family doing some work at the moment on wills, actually, with someone who's just died, and giving this some thought whilst we've all got time is important. And we have just published some resources and the opportunity for people to write their will for free. And actually the critical thing here is a fully accessible approach to writing wills, which you will find on the website. And I think, you know, A, it's important that we all get our affairs in order in good time. But I think, you know, for blind and partially sighted people to have the resources that we now have on our website to make that a fully accessible process, I think is really important. And I just encourage people who are thinking about that at the moment to engage with our materials.
And we will give you the contact details of the website a little bit later. Of course, making your will can be free and it's not very complicated either. Matt, we are around the UK heading into various types of elections, and always comes around the questions of accessibility and voting in secrecy and independently.
I think it's the biggest voting day almost outside a general election across the UK. And so we've been working hard for a long time, actually, over getting the devolved governments in the UK to improve the voting process to make it fully accessible. So we've been doing a lot of work with the Electoral Commission and with the Cabinet Office in the UK. You know, the good news is there's a variety of improvements that should be, well, will be usable for blind and partially sighted people up and down the country to use. And I won't sort of bore everyone with all those details now because there's too many things going on, but from various devices, from the way sort of voting papers are put together, from training for electoral officers, all of that we've been doing. I would hope that your listeners who are going to vote would find it a much better process with the support we've been giving. And a lot of that work was done actually through the Scottish Parliament, actually, where we were working with a couple of MPs across the political divide.
Yeah, please do feedback to us. Let us know how your experience was on polling day. Looking at collaborations now, Matt, around employment, because RNIB has been working with and will continue to work with an organisation called Blind Ambition.
With business confidence being the highest it's been for 15 months and a sign of more vacancies sort of coming onto the market and companies looking to hire. So, you know, we are keen to push employment full stop as a big campaigning issue for us as we go forward now. But, you know, we're also very alert to providing practical help. And as you say, you know, partnering with appropriate other organisations to get that done. So I just draw people's attention to the next one of our New Year, New Me, New Job pre-employment series, which is an event we're running with Blind Ambition. It'll be online, clearly, so it's a nationwide thing. It doesn't need to be London for it. We're just working with them. And it's next Tuesday, the 4th of May, 8 till 9. You'll find all the information on our social media and our website. You'll find the link and you can sign up. But this is just one in a stream of events in trying to better equip blind and partially sighted people.
It's time to squeeze in a couple of items, Matt. I think we should really flag up the Marathon Mates, which will be running through the month of May. That's a big fundraiser.
Yes, those of you that follow us on social media will have seen today a video of me actually having done a training run a couple of nights ago, encouraging people to participate and wishing good luck to all those who've signed up. Yeah, this is a bit of a fundraising thing for us in May. Marathon Mates, you know, a lot of these big runs, London Marathon, etc., can't take place. So we're trying to find other ways of doing similar things. Marathon Mates is when you run with a friend and mate and you do 26.2 miles in the month of May. So if you do the maths, it's not that onerous. You know, it's a bit of fun. It gets you up and out, you know, which is vital, as we've said many times in lockdown, gets you out in the fresh air. And if you sign up and you raise a bit of money for the RNIB, then that's great as well and a good cause. We've got about just over 300 pairs signed up now to do this. We were looking for a few more, so with a few days to go, I hope we get there.
And we'll be chatting with some of the runners over the next few weeks on RNIB Connect Radio. Listen out for that. I'm going to finish off with a topic, Matt. I never thought I'd actually have to sit down and discuss naked attraction with you, but there you go.
Yes, there's a serious point to this. One of the things that we're very keen to do is break down barriers in society, and that's making content accessible for blind and partially sighted people. And we've been doing a lot of work over the years in my time in the RNIB on audio description, you know, getting television content and adverts and other online content audio described. And we've been doing work with, you know, retailers and with brands around their Christmas adverts. We've been working with broadcast channels. You know, we've been talking about ITV, BBC, Sky Television, you know, all getting them to put more audio description around their content. And an opportunity has sort of fallen into our laps to use two Radio 1 DJs to audio describe the program on Channel 4, which is called Naked Attraction. And we've got Scott Mills and Chris Stark from BBC Radio 1 who are going to take up the mantle of audio describing Tuesday's Naked Attraction on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock. I'm sure some of your listeners would have watched it. I'm sure many haven't and were probably interested to dial in or tune in on Tuesday night at 10 o'clock on Channel 4. A slightly different type of programme, as the title suggests, but we shouldn't be prudish. And, you know, the serious point is this is just another platform for us to keep banging a drum, you know, about audio description, about trying to change society to make it have parity for blind and partially sighted people. And there's no reason why any type of content should not be available.
And showing how campaigning can be fun, of course, as well. I'd be interested in Wednesday's chat between people on that one. If you do want to get in touch with RNIB about any of the topics we've discussed so far, do go to the website rnib.org.uk. You can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or using your Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB helpline. Matt, out of time for this week. We'll catch up again soon. Thanks for joining us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan. My pleasure as ever.